So this is AXYV Home Department number one. Oh, and this is the stamina piece first. So it is going to be 2, 4, 6 minutes long. We're going up from 220 to 230 and back to 220. So we're not going terribly high, she says. Not terribly high, but it is for stamina while you're still fresh and full of energy. So here, ready. The Court of Appeal have unanimously allowed the Secretary of State's appeal from the decision of the Special Immigration Appeals Commission, SIAC. They are also agreed that the respondent's cross-appeals should be dismissed. The case concerns a challenge to the lawfulness of the Anti-Terrorism, Crime and Security Act 2001, the 2001 Act, and of the Human Rights Act 1998, designated Derogation Order 2001, the Order. These measures were introduced following the terrorist attacks in America on 11 September 2001. They permit the government to detain indefinitely foreign nationals who are suspected of links with terrorist activity or organizations where those foreign nationals cannot be deported as being a threat to national security, for example, because they will suffer death or torture if returned to their country of nationality. The measures represent the government's response to a perceived state of public emergency, justifying a derogation from the right to liberty enshrined in Article 5 of the European Convention on Human Rights, the Convention. SIAC found that these measures were discriminatory in effect as they did not apply equally to British nationals suspected of terrorist links. As such, they were contrary to Article 14 of the Convention. The Court of Appeal has reached a different conclusion on the basis that British nationals who cannot be removed from this country are not in an analogous situation to foreign nationals who currently cannot be deported because of fears for their safety. Such foreign nationals do not have a right to remain in this country, but only a right for the time being not to be removed for their own safety. In addition, it is well established in international law that in some situations, states may distinguish between nationals and non-nationals, especially in times of emergency. Furthermore, the Court of Appeal has concluded that Parliament was entitled to limit the measures proposed so as to affect only foreign nationals suspected of terrorist links because of Article 15. This article permits measures that derogate only to the extent strictly required by the exigencies of the situation, Article 15 of the Convention. In the Court's view, Parliament was entitled to reach the conclusion that only detention of the limited class of foreign nationals with which the measures are concerned was strictly required in the circumstances. In allowing the appeal, the Court has been strongly mindful of its duty under the Human Rights Act to scrutinise legislation and governmental action in the light of the rights guaranteed by that Act. This the Court has done. When doing so in the particular context in which this challenge arises, namely a state of public emergency, the Court must also recognise that the Executive is in a better position than a Court to assess both the situation and the action which is necessary to address it. The Court therefore accords a degree of deference to the views of the Executive. The individual circumstances of each respondent have yet to be considered by SIAC. The respondents also have rights of review by SIAC of their current position. This is an appeal from a decision of the Special Immigration Appeals Commission, SIAC, on the 30th July 2002. SIAC quashed the Human Rights Act 1998, designated Derogation Order 2001, the Order, and granted a declaration under Section 4 of the Human Rights Act 1998, the HRA. That Section 23 of the Anti-Terrorism, Crime and Security Act 2001, the 2001 Act, is incompatible with Articles 5 and 14 of the European Convention for the Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms, ECHR, insofar as it permits detention of suspected international terrorists in a way that discriminates against them on the ground of nationality. The appeal arises out of the steps which this country decided to take in the interests of national security as a consequence of the attacks which took place in the United States on 11 September 2001. Among these steps were the making of the order and passing of the 2001 Act. They gave the Secretary of State new powers to detain non-nationals who resided in this country if the Secretary of State suspected that they were terrorists. Under the legislation had been passed, 11 people were detained. The two who have left the country but have not dropped out of the picture because SIAC has allowed them to continue their appeals. So all have appealed. The other nine, the respondents, as they were entitled to, appealed to SIAC after they had been detained. In order to achieve their detention, the Secretary of State was required to issue a certificate under Section 21 of Part 4 of the 2001 Act. An appeal against detention is brought under Section 25 of the 2001 Act. SIAC is required to carry out a first review after 6 months of the issue of a certificate or the final determination of an appeal against a certificate, and thereafter at 3 monthly intervals. Decisions of SIAC are subject to a further appeal to this court, but only on a point of law under Section 27 of the 2001 Act. The present appeal is brought under that section. Section 30 prevents the detention of persons in the position of the respondents being questioned in any legal proceedings except on an appeal to SIAC. Section 35 of the 2001 Act constitutes SIAC a superior court of record. On the appeal to SIAC, the respondents challenge the lawfulness of every aspect of the action taken by the Secretary of State which resulted in their being detained. The challenge included the question of whether the Secretary of State, in the case of each respondent, could have reasonably believed that his presence in the United Kingdom is a risk to national security, or could have reasonably suspected that he was an international terrorist. This aspect of their appeals turns on their individual circumstances, and so has not yet been considered by SIAC, but adjourned until the outcome of their remaining grounds of appeal are known. The respondents' appeal succeeded on the grounds which were based on discrimination. The other grounds were unsuccessful, but they are the subject of a cross-appeal. And the cross-appeal has been fully argued before this court, both orally and in writing. However, David Panic QC, who appears on behalf of those who intervened in the proceedings before SIIC and before us, is undoubtedly correct in submitting that it is the issue of discrimination which goes to the heart of this appeal. The alleged discrimination is based on the fact that the 2001 Order and Act allow only suspected terrorists who are non-nationals to be detained when there are equally dangerous British nationals who are in exactly the same position who cannot be detained.